Did you watch the Colts play last night against the Ravens?
No, I'm protesting against the Colts.
Why?
Because they took away Bachelor in Paradise from me last night.
Oh, you sound like Lindsay when like something preempts Jeopardy. Just totally miserable. Did you go to Facebook and argue with the TV station for doing that?
I didn't, but I should have.
Yeah, that's something Lindsay does. I'm like, that doesn't look good. Don't do that. Speaking of not looking good, the Colts, they looked all right. 20-19 was the final score. The Ravens beat them in preseason play. Luck forced a ball into the red zone early in the first quarter, and he was picked off. He was also sacked twice, but hopefully his shoulder's still okay. He went 6-for-13 on the night with a 50-yard total. The Colts host the 49ers on Saturday night. This is amazing. Nickelodeon's Double Dare Live is coming to Indy this fall at the Old National Center on November 8th. Coming up, I think, in October, you can actually try to be on the show. But if you want to get tickets, they go on sale this Friday.
Are you going
to
do that? Isn't that your favorite show?
I would like to, but I'm getting older now, Alex, and I have a hip. Like, if I fall in that goo or the slime, I'm going to be laid out on the floor.
Oh, for sure.
And I think even though, like, we're the demo, like, I think I'm too old now for the show. Don't they want, like, probably, like, young college kids or younger?
I would think younger, right?
Probably.
I would assume
but
so.
But I bet they'd let anyone on TV if they showed up, like, naked except for in a diaper or something crazy like that.
Remember when you had to, like, jump through the mouth or whatever, too, sometimes at like one of the obstacles?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd fit through that.
You may not, but that might be funny, see? That's good TV. Have a guy get stuck in there.
But I want my team to win, but I want to do the thing, because I guarantee I could find the flag in the dirty picky nose thing. I could pull it out of the boogers. This is just insane. A South Carolina woman was killed by an alligator yesterday, not far from her vacation home. According to the police department, they say the alligator came out of the lagoon to go after her dog. When the woman tried to keep the gator from grabbing her dog, grabbed her instead and took her into the water. Yeah, just, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine that. The dog escaped unharmed, as did a maintenance worker who heard the disturbance and ran over and tried to help her, but it was too late. The gator drug her in the water and pretty much drowned her and ate her.
She should have said, see you later, alligator. He thought it was time now.
And he's like, it's in a while. I'm a crocodile.
Yep.
Let's see. South Carolina has only recorded about 20 alligator attacks between 76 and 2016, and none of them were fatal until now. So I guess you kind of know that gator attacks aren't that fatal that often, but oh my gosh. I don't know. If it was
bad.
Me, I love my dogs, but if it's me or the dogs.
See you later, Benny and Paddington.
You enjoy saying that way too much. Take this. Do me a favor. When we podcast this, take this part out of the show. I don't want Lindsay to hear that. She's going to kill me.
Got it.
Let's see here. Have you guys been following this latest trend? It's called the Tip the Bill Challenge.
No.
No.
Okay.
I saw it, and that's ridiculous.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, you're not going to? So you won't do it?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
You know who started this trend? Waiters and waitresses.
Who are grossly underpaid, might I add.
I agree with you, but if my bill is $150, I'm not tipping you $150.
Well, that's what they're saying to do. Tip the Bill Challenge, where people are tipping servers 100%. So if your bill is $25, add $25 on top of it. Some people have left way more than that, too. Then you post your receipt online. You kind of get to brag. You get to be like full of yourself. You can use the hashtag tip the bill or tip the bill challenge. I think I'm going to go do that today.
No, you're not.
I'm going to go get a coffee somewhere.
You're the biggest cheapskate
of all time. Yeah, you're going to get like a $2
coffee. Yeah, right. I am cheap, but when I go out, I over tip. I challenge anybody that served me in Indianapolis to say that I have not given very good tips, at least 20% minimum. But if it's good, we hook people up, because I appreciate people that work as servers, because you get jack crap.
Yeah.
I'm cheap, but not when it comes to tipping.
I'm so glad that I'm not a waitress anymore, because I would get tipped so poorly by some people. And I have to tell you, college-aged girls are the absolute worst, especially because they want like 1,000 modifications to one of their meals. And
it,
then they
I
tip
need
you like absolute trash.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like, I ask for a lot of modifications, but like I tip well because I know that that's hard.
Now, when you didn't get tipped well, is it because they were just cheap college kids, or did you kind of mess up the order a bit?
Now, Joe, I have great customer service, and that should be what they're tipping on.
Not the accuracy.
Yes.
Hey, I asked for a burger, but chicken's cool. I'll take chicken instead of beef. Cool or creepy? This is in Wisconsin. A company in Wisconsin microchipped some of its workers. About 80 out of the 250 employees at Three Square Market have had a microchip the size of a kind of like a large grain of rice implanted into their hand.
Nope.
The chips are used to make purchases in the break room, sign into computers, and access the building. The chip costs $300 each, and the company pays for it. So you just got to sit there and let them go, and just
put
them in.
Do they know that they're putting it in?
Yeah, yeah. Like you volunteer. Oh. You're like, oh, yeah, because it'll help you so you don't have to log in. You can get in any room. I think it's a great idea.
I'd 100% do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think it would be cool. It would be very convenient. I'm always leaving my wallet places and like my keys places. And this way it's all in my hand.
I would like it too if we had a little food, like the little machine downstairs. I never have cash. If I could just put my little.
Exactly.
Boom. Alex, why are you so opposed to it?
Because she thinks the government's watching her.
Yeah, because that's the mark of the beast.
Oh, okay, okay. And our final story right here for Joe's Need to Know News. A Pennsylvania woman opened her all-owned woman auto body shop. So she owns it, and all the women that work there are like in the building, no dudes. The girls' auto clinic works on all kinds of vehicles and also shows women how to change their own oil and change a tire. Do either one of you know how to change oil or a tire?
Not at all. I don't even know how to pop my hood.
Really?
My car.
I know how to check my oil level, and I know how to fill up my windshield wiper fluid.
Okay, that's important.
Oh my gosh.
But that's it.
Wait, so you don't know how to do any of that?
No.
Wow.
I know how to pump gas.
Yeah, that's good. But you really don't know how to like to pop the hood to bring it up.
No, I literally don't know how to pop my own hood.
Have you gotten an oil change before?
Yeah, I just recently got an oil change. Actually, Jewel Daddy forced me into it and took me to go get an oil change.
Yeah, you do have to do that because your car will like blow up.
But how did you pop the hood? Like, because they have to get there and work underneath the hood.
I didn't do anything. I just dropped my
car
off.
One of my friends the other day, I asked her, I said, she's a new listener of the show.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her, like, you know, what do you think about each person? Just as a listener, what do you like? What do you not like? And I said, what do you think about Liv the Web Girl? She said, I love listening to her, you know, because I just always listen. And I just think, bless her heart. She's so naive.
Bless her soul.
She said, and I just enjoy that.
The shop, check this out, also includes a nail salon so customers can get a manicure while they wait for the
repairs.
Yes,
I love that.
I'm going.
It's been open for about a year and 75% of their customers are females as well.
Well, I would think.
Well, hey, I would go in there. I trust a woman. Like, if you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. The woman's goal is to have 3 more locations by 2020 and would like to make the shop a nationwide chain. I think it'd be really cool to come here to Indianapolis, and I think more women need to know about that. That's Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now 100.9.